Now, users of a hydrotherapy pool in Peterborough say they're dismayed to find out sessions will be ending in July. Public access to the pool at the Lyme Academy in Orton was arranged in October following the City Council's decision to permanently close the old pool at St George's. But the council says take-up at the new facility has been much lower than expected, and as a result, they've had to subsidise the pool to the tune of £4,000 a month. Independent councillor for Orton Waterville in Peterborough, Julie Stevenson, has been campaigning to keep hydrotherapy pools open in Peterborough. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Dottie.
And you also have multiple sclerosis, so you are a user of the pool?
Not a user of the pool, not as yet. It's all about deterioration with long-term conditions like mine, but it is deteriorating. The time will come.
OK, so presumably having a facility like this within Peterborough has over the years been a bit of a reassurance for you?
You know, it has. When I first came to Peterborough in the early 2000s, it was a disability-friendly city. I worked for a disability organisation, and I've seen it over the years it just deteriorate with fewer and fewer services for disabled people and less care about how disabled people can live in our city. And I'm absolutely disgusted. I'm fuming with where we are now, because it's been 3 years since the hydrotherapy pool was closed. And let's just remind listeners that hydrotherapy is a fancy word, but it just means doing strengthening exercises in water. That's all that it means. And the local council has just mucked St George's around for 3 years, done nothing, made promises to find a new facility. And when I asked at full council last week, what have you done about that? They said, oh, we're not searching proactively. What kind of search isn't proactive? I don't understand. And have really left disabled people in the lurch to the point where so many are so unwell now, it's so much harder for us to stand up for ourselves. So I'm absolutely fuming about this. I'm just disgusted.
And we've heard often how important hydrotherapy is to people in Peterborough, and yet the council says not very many people have been using the facility that they managed to get open. What do you put that down to?
Because it's too expensive, and they knew this from the off. This was just nonsense. It was set up to fail. I said to the St George's user group at the beginning, this will not work. This is just a game. This is just stalling you. Don't stand for it. Get ready to have a fight on your hands, because I'll tell you what will happen here. It's too expensive. People won't use it. And then the council will say, in fact, the deputy leader came on your show, Dottie, and said, so people should try harder. What do you mean, try harder? If people can't afford it, they can't use it, and they're going to deteriorate. What hydrotherapy does for people is it enables people to get back to being themselves, to work, to run their families, to run their lives, to shop, to do all those things that everybody else takes for granted. That has been taken away from disabled people in this city. Why? Because the council thinks it can get away with it, because it thinks disabled people won't stand up and defend themselves. Well, we will, and we're going to, and we are gathering together as a group. And we're going to fight this. This isn't over. They may have betrayed us on St George's, but we need to fight to get a new service in place. And I would ask any of your listeners, if you have access to any kind of grants or funding or expertise or anything, please get in touch with us and help us, because we need to start a movement here to get this important facility back.
I mean, we don't have anybody representing Peterborough City Council to respond to those claims, Julie, but I'd imagine they might say that as well as having a duty to, of course, to disabled people in Peterborough, they have a duty to every single city council taxpayer, and that they couldn't stump up the money to keep St George's open, and that they also can't stump up £4,000 a month to keep the Lyme Academy facility open. What would you have them do?
Well, disabled people are also taxpaying. There's this separation, Dottie, that somehow we're different to everybody else, and it's just not true. Here's an idea. Shut the Lido. Did the local council not just do a very limited survey on social media about whether or not to turn off the fountains, because that's clearly what they wanted to do, because they were just a disaster and costing loads of money? Let me tell you, I'm sure if you ask most people in this city, what would we rather have here? A Lido that we can all enjoy when it's hot weather for a few days a year, or hydrotherapy services that actually save people's lives and helps them participate more in society, that supports our disabled people, which one day will be you if you live long enough, on your parents now. So many people affected by disability. Let's have that conversation. I do not accept this nonsense hiding behind statutory. If the council did everything that was statutory and nothing else, what would they be providing for our city? It's not good enough. We're human beings. I've been to China, I've been to the Middle East and spoken to governments there about disability issues. And let me tell you, I'm embarrassed about the UK because we have nothing to be proud of in the way we treat disabled people. We may use polite words about it and say, oh yes, you know, Equalities Act. But what are we actually doing if we're letting people deteriorate and suffer? This is inhumane. It's not acceptable. And it's time we got angry about it.
So you would have the City Council stop funding the Lido, which could mean it closes, this pool which has been running in Peterborough for 87 years.
What's more important? What is more important? Is it people's well-being or is it the Lido, which is a leisure activity? I'm just throwing that question out there. I think we should ask people what they care about. A couple of days a year using the Lido when we've got lovely hot weather, or extending the lives of people with long-term conditions. Underpinning this, Dottie, is a belief that disabled people's lives are not worth living, that we don't have anything to offer. Well, I have plenty to offer, and I know many disabled people who do, but we need support. And I'm sure if people really understood what hydrotherapy does for disabled people, they would back it and they would sacrifice things that they do for enjoyment, understanding that this is a human rights issue. I really believe that.
Julie, appreciate your time this morning. Julie Stevenson there, an independent councillor for Orton Waterville in Peterborough.